Hi, I'm Lisa, and this is
Luke Bloom. Welcome to Peak View.
Hey, Luke, what are we discussing today?
Happy Jack. He's a character that's fully invested in the local legends and stories of the area in the North Loup River Valley.
Awesome. Where was Happy Jack first seen at?
It's funny you mentioned that, because I've only been party to the research you've been doing for the Instagram page for the Happy Jack Peak and Shock Line, but as you shared with me, there was an occurrence of a pioneer that happened to stumble upon Jack as he was walking back to his camp en route to wherever he was, tripped upon a fully asleep Jack, and was surprised when he regained himself and he was facing down Jack, and Jack had a gun on him.
Oh my. I mean, so why was Jack there in the first place?
Well, Jack was acting as a scout for a military camp that was in the area just between Coatesfield and Elba, and he was there to keep an eye on that portion of the wagon trail as people were coming through for the settlers and such, and also the caravans that were supplying the camps and forts along the route in the newly established states in the Kansas-Nebraska territory.
Mm, gotcha. I mean, so this was about like 1869, 1870s, shortly after Nebraska became a state in the first place, right?
That's true. It stretches back a little bit farther than that, though. In 1854, the Kansas-Nebraska Act set in motion the acquisition of a large portion of grounds from the southern Kansas border all the way up to the Canadian border, including parts of Colorado and Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming. And the purpose of that was to establish, I don't want to use the word fortified, but a reliable route for the movement of goods to expand the railroad project that was coming into the Midwest through St. Louis.
Got you. And like, wasn't a hub in Omaha, so it wasn't too far away.
Yeah, actually, the original capital, the entire territory was Omaha, Nebraska.
Gotcha. Wow. I mean, so it makes sense that they would come out to this region and why Jack would have been found in this neck of the woods. I heard something through research that he was about in his 40s when this was all going on, late 30s-ish. So I guess, why would he choose the peak in the first place?
I don't believe he chose the peak. I believe he was approached by the military because of his potential experience with the Army of the Ohio in the recently ended Civil War.
Gotcha.
And he had, we believe, some notoriety in the area as a guide and trapper.
Right. He was the first person that most of those pioneers would see when they would first arrive, and got that nickname Happy, I believe, because he was always in such a good mood. So
there's some debate about that. If some of the research we've looked into, the different sources can refer to Happy as someone that is of just a positive disposition, as far as someone that just doesn't interact well with the people around them, whether they be challenged in some way or just oblivious to the things that are going on because they don't care. And that's basically how they, you know, almost verbatim from the sources.
Mm. Fantastic to hear. I mean, so what can you tell me about the peak where he resided upon, or resided near, I should say?
Happy Jack Peak is the highest point in Greeley County. It's just over 1,600 feet, I believe. Don't quote me on that. It's been a while since I looked at it. Erosion may be playing a factor also.
Right.
But it's right next to the North Loup River. It gives you a great view north to south from most of the edge there in Greeley County, from Hall to Valley. You can, I believe, see them both on a clear day, unassisted, without a sight glass or a magnifier.
Before trees, too. I mean.
They're no trees. Well, that area is actually, I believe, one of the reasons that it was established on the route, because it did have natural lumber supplies, even though not a lot of hardwoods, but it's just a product of the river. Because there was a river, trees actually grew there. They didn't really grow anywhere else on the prairie because of,
good point,
the drainage effects, lack of moisture and such.
Very true. Nebraska doing its thing as only Nebraska can do. So I guess the U.S. military presence really sparked Jack's presence in the area. He isn't widely known or written about as far as like military documents go.
What else that we know of.
Do we know about him, like his origin story?
Initially, mm-hmm. what we had heard from the locals was he was from Ohio. We mm-hmm. found that in the reading and the newspapers and various accounts. But this was all second or third hand information. Upon digging deeper into the sources, we found out that a letter was received by someone that lived in Scotia, I believe.
I think it was Ord.
Ord? That mm-hmm. makes more sense. Mm-hmm.
It was the editor of the Ord Quiz in 1888.
There you go. This is, yeah. I'm just party to the research. I help where I can.
Right.
And I'm privy to some of the results. He had received notice that Jack had, in fact, made his trip home to Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Safely.
Safely. And was reestablished with either his brother or his father.
His father had passed away, and that's why he had made the trip back, is what I had heard from sources of various sorts.
Yeah, the piecing together of all the available information. It can be misleading, but other times it's impressive.
Absolutely. There is so much to tell about Jack, so much that we have already learned.
Well, tell me about Doc Middleton, because the information that's readily available to the public would lead you to believe that Doc Middleton had more to do with the Pinkertons than what was actually happening in the Scotia and Greeley area.
I think that might be a future podcast, because that in itself is quite a journey.
It really is.
However, I think we have covered the beginnings of why Happy Jack Peak has been on the map for as long as it has been, and why people continue coming there more than 100 years after it was initially established. Thank you for joining us at Peak Views. I'm Lisa.
I'm Luke Bloom. Thanks for having me.
See you next time.
Yeah. it's at least worth the watch.
All right. There we go. Yeah.